Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. On today's show, LeVar Ball is on set discussing Lonzo, the Lakers, and a whole lot more. Plus, should Kevin Durant keep sparring with the media? And is Skip's guy Baker Mayfield being underrated? Skip Shannon, let's get to it. The NBA trade deadline is less than 4 hours away. Lonzo Ball's name has come up in a lot of the rumors, specifically going to New Orleans for Anthony Davis. Earlier this week, LeVar Ball told ESPN, quote, "I don't want Lonzo in New Orleans. Phoenix is the best fit for him, and I'm going to speak it into existence." Mm. LeVar joins us now. All right, LeVar, welcome back to Undisputed.
Hey.
It's been too long here.
Yes.
So, as I said, we got a couple hours before the trade deadline. What are the rumors? What are you hearing about the trade?
What am I hearing? I'm not hearing anything. I'm just saying, you know what? I told the Lakers a long time ago, if you trade my son, it'd be the worst thing you ever did. And I guarantee, they trade my son, they will never get a championship. Because what they're trying to do is be the one-hitter quitter. Trying to get all these players, okay, thinking you're going to win a championship.
You're trying to speak that in existence.
I'm just trying to tell you. They're trying to do it like this, where they're getting all these players. They ain't the players, it's the coach. You don't have a coach, you out of luck. So you can get as many players as you want. If you don't have a system or you don't understand what you're getting ready to do, you're not going to win. I don't care. You can get everybody as good.
So you're saying LeBron James without Lonzo cannot win a championship in Los Angeles?
LeBron James without Lonzo is not going to win a championship in L.A. I guarantee that.
LeVar, you understand. I understand. Skip and I can criticize a coach or a player or blah, blah, blah. But we don't have a son currently on that team or currently playing. Do you understand how people look at that? Like, come on, LeVar.
You think I care how people look
at it? I know you don't care, but I'm saying.
I'm going to keep doing what I do. They can't do nothing about it.
No, it's not.
You know what? This situation about to get hot. I'm going to pass y'all out some water. Because this is big ball of water.
Okay, what's special about this water?
Well, I'm going to tell you something special that's better. You ain't going to never, ever see an African-American on the water, but that show looked like Lonzo Ball.
What's special about it? I don't care what's on it. What's in it? What's going to make it better?
Zero nitrates. You know what that means? That's the purest water you can get, untouched by human hand. Come straight from the bore right into the bottle.
This ain't come out your
faucet? This ain't no purification.
This ain't come out your faucet?
No, straight from Lithuania.
I was just going to say.
Underwater.
Lithuania.
It's imported water.
You were busy.
You drink this, I guarantee you, 20 more years.
Really?
Look how it tastes. Wow. It slithered down your throat. You didn't even know it was water.
Wait. That would have tasted like water.
Will it make Shannon bigger? I want to know.
It'll make Shannon healthier. I don't think Shannon can get no bigger.
Yeah, I know.
No, I ain't trying to get no bigger.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get healthier.
Yeah.
Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program here.
Yes.
The trade.
Yes.
Why did you go on record right away and say, I don't want my son in New Orleans?
Well, we don't want to live in the cold. And they already got a point guard over there. They already got some things.
They don't have a point guard.
Well, I say they do.
But
they got a couple of guys, but
guards.
Phoenix, we don't like living in the cold.
Okay.
My boys, we don't like living in the cold.
So is it about the city of New Orleans?
You ain't going to be living there. You say you're going to stay in Chino.
We, as in my family, you know where I'm at right now? Where? Cleveland.
It's cold.
Man, I was in the Arctic blast. You know what the Arctic blast is?
Yeah, I know about the vortex.
Well, God, I learned about it the other day. My eyeballs froze. I couldn't even open my eyes. But going like that, I'm not in that one-hit-or-quitter thing. I'm thinking of Phoenix like this. If you get Lonzo, get Jello. Get Melo.
For Phoenix. Okay.
For Phoenix. Okay. For Phoenix. On the fact that I'm not trying to just go in there and play. I'm trying to build a dynasty.
Okay, so you're going to the worst team in the
West. The worst team. They can't do nothing but go up.
Okay.
But they got to listen and let's go play our way. My boys is winners, man.
Okay.
And like I said, the Lakers turn them into losers.
Okay, but remember, New Orleans at point guard's got Elfrid Payton and Tim Frazier and Frank Jackson.
Those are some point guards.
Huh?
Those are point guards over there.
But you can't get your son better.
I'm saying you can't compete.
I believe
with those
my son better than them.
Okay, well then show me.
But show you. I gotta go there. I'm gonna show you in Phoenix. The sun rises over there.
It does. Your son would
my
rise.
My son
over
would
there.
Take that thing. And here's the thing, you can't do it by yourself. That's why I'm in the building, a dynasty where you bring my other two boys. They never worry about leaving. And just before things take off, how you beat the Lakers and you had a number two pick multiple times? And before something can jump off, nobody's done anything.
Okay, so hypothetically,
yes.
Let's just do this. If your son goes with Kuzma and Ingram and Zubats and you know, whatever, to New Orleans.
Right.
That's a pretty good nucleus. Do you not trust those other kids to rise with your son?
Here's the thing. Those other kids are going to rise with my son. Whoever plays with my son is going to go up.
Okay.
The fact that Lonzo's not playing now, them players you thought was good ain't that good. Hmm. And it ain't like this is new. The same thing happening. How many players you hear about at UCLA right now? TJ Leafs, EK, whatever. You don't hear about none of them guys because Lonzo's not there to make them look as good as they are. Hmm. Brandon Ingram struggling, Hart struggling, Kuzma struggling. They all going to struggle if Lonzo ain't in the picture.
Is it possible that when you declared, I don't want my son down there in New Orleans, that you blew the trade up?
Well, if the trade blow up, oh, well. I'm just letting you know
you
we don't want to be there.
You torpedoed the trade on purpose?
Oh, no. Why? If it's torpedo, you got a lot of players to choose from. My son ain't that good. That's what they say. So take them other guys and go and do your thing. But he must be a big part. And well, like people say.
I think this is normal
where people say, you know what? Everybody gets traded and going their way, and you say the same thing. LeVar don't say nothing. He can't say nothing. I don't mean nothing. I can say what I want to put in other people's head to let them know. We don't want to be there. If I don't want to be there, don't take that guy. That's like having a girl, and you say, oh, she's always pretty, but you can't make her love you. She says she want to go the other way. You can bring her over there, but
if it's an arranged marriage in the Middle East, you can't.
Who going to the Middle East?
It's a arranged marriage. They already over there.
See you over there messing. They get 4 or 5 women.
So if you hear coming up at 3 o'clock Eastern noon here that your son has been traded to New Orleans, what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? You got to go over there. But you can't make him play.
So would he sit?
I guess he going to do whatever he want to do, but you can't.
No, I hear what he want to do. No, you over there talking. I ain't heard him say that. You talking.
You ain't going to hear nothing because he don't want to talk to you because he know how you are against me. So I tell him, no.
No, don't talk
to that boy. He negative on us.
No.
Skip, speak up.
Thank you.
No, ain't no.
Thank you.
You very negative.
No, you know.
I know you negative.
My problems with you.
See, there you go.
As being
problems.
A parent and having a son that's on a team and being hypercritical of said players and coach of that team. And that ain't no negativity.
And what did your grandmama tell you?
Just because you can speak it doesn't mean you should.
If I can speak it, I'm going. You know what? You listen to your grandmama a lot. But you ain't listen to your grandfather at all. I ain't never heard you say it.
I talk about it.
Get on outside sometime, man. Stop standing over there sitting in the rocking chair with your grandma all the time.
No. You, LeVar, now you know it. If you was a coach and another parent's kid was on your roster and they criticizing your sons or they're criticizing you, you're not going to take kindly to that, LeVar, because you don't take kindly to criticism now.
Do you?
Of course you don't. As an athlete,
you don't take no criticism.
Yes, I do.
No, you
as
don't.
Being an athlete,
I've
come on,
heard
LeVar.
Skip criticize you many a times and you still getting loud. Because you're mad.
LeVar. Yes. You played in the NFL.
Okay.
You know criticism comes along with being an athlete.
So why are we worried about this? I'm going to criticize.
Why?
When things go bad, I always criticize. I don't sit there and just take it.
Hold on. But see, you keep saying it's Luke Walton. Is this what?
Tell me it ain't Luke Walton.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Tell me it ain't Luke Walton. No, I just want to hear you say that. Okay. Say it ain't Luke Walton. I dare you to say
hold
that.
Hold on.
Because you know what's right.
Hold on, LeVar. You keep saying it's Luke Walton, it's this one and that one.
Right.
Does Lonzo bear any culpability in this?
No. Hmm. You know why? Here's the thing. Let Lonzo do what he do. Let him win.
That's not how a team works, LeVar.
Why don't it
you
work
don't
like
get
that?
To go on there and say,
been working
work.
Like that for the last few years.
What y'all win at what did win at UCLA?
He went to the Sweet 16.
They don't hang banners for that
he,
UCLA.
He won 30-something games.
They don't hang banners for that
he
UCLA.
He won 30-something games. He won 30. You know what I told him?
What?
I'm going to tell you what I'm telling him. I'm going to break it down. Lonzo don't have no excuses about nothing.
I know he does.
Listen to me. Okay. Listen to me. Son, go get that championship at UCLA. Go get it. He on his way to get it. Listen to me. He on his way to get it. But he can't get it.
Why?
You know why? Because somebody on our side texts Lonzo something to get him out of his mind. And the text had to deal with his mom. Mm. You don't know what's going on. But he ain't going to say nothing because that's the way I bred him. So
why would somebody do that, though?
That's what I wondered. But I ain't going to go into that because I don't want the family thing to go upside down.
Right.
Which should have never been done because I was going to tell him. Mm. But his text in there.
So that's how he found out.
He found out.
Okay.
If he thinking,
yeah.
A regular kid thinking his mom's going to die the next day?
Right.
How are you going to come back from that?
Right.
I told you
so
yesterday.
So then I had to go and redo things. I said, son, go do what you got to do.
Right.
I got her.
Right.
Let me, but my boys ain't like, oh, man, I can't do it. They're not going to do that. They're just going to fly forward. And that's what calls them. But you don't put that out there like that. So now you played the game, but he's still young. Never had been in that situation. I said, son, do what you're going to do, man. Get your ass over there and play. But I got her. She's going to be fine.
Right.
She
and you did fine. Not go.
Man, I didn't go to that thing. Yeah, no, I want to. You think I'm not going to see my son?
I know.
But I have to do like this.
Well, you got priority, right.
Or I go here.
Right.
And it's
a game is important, but mama's way more important.
By the way, he took that team with T.J. Leaf, and they went to Kentucky, and they beat them at Kentucky.
They beat them before, but when your mind ain't right,
right.
And you're thinking about other things, there's no way you can perform like that.
What about
that's the thing.
What about the unrealistic expectations?
What do you mean by the unreal? Here's the thing. Unrealistic expectations make us the big baller. How do you come into a league with your own brand? You know anybody going to say, it's never been done before. Why? Because the expectation is so high, you're not even going to approach that.
I heard something you said yesterday. You said Luke Walton has turned my son
into a loser.
Hold on, Skip.
Into a loser.
Okay. You can be on a team and lose but not be a loser. I'm a firm believer losing is a mindset.
Okay, you got it. He got a great mindset of losing, Luke Walton. Been losing for 3 years. Great mindset for losing.
Man, but look.
Now, you tell me this. You're talking about, okay, Lonzo is a winner. Go to Summer League, and I know you're going to say Summer League is just Summer League. But what's the difference between Summer League and the pros on the fact that...
Because a lot of them guys...
Okay, the coach did a heck of a job. How does Lonzo get MVP without even playing the last game? Because the coach who's doing the Summer League, Lonzo, go on, do what you do. Get these triple-doubles, have fun, do what you do.
But how many of those...
Winning, staying in the game, who cares? Hold on. He go get the championship because that's what he made for. And then when the season starts, starting him, playing 4 or 5 minutes, pull him out no matter what, sit him down for 12 minutes.
I disagree with that.
Sit him down for 12 minutes.
No, he
didn't
do that.
But when he played in that Phoenix game, when he's balling out of control, guess what? We ain't pulling him back and forth. Let him go.
That was his second
game. That was his second game that he lose. He's like, man, okay. But then you don't play him and start him in the fourth quarter. How do you think he's feeling about that? If he'd been playing the whole game his whole life.
Right.
His whole life he'd been like this. Let me go get these wins. And you don't believe in him like that? Man, come on, man. Now I'm just going to go to work and do what you want me to do and just whatever.
No, you can't have that attitude.
Yeah. And here's the mindset to give him. Oh, Lonzo does everything so good. You don't need to score to win. So now you tell him that. So now he's just going to the hole. You say, okay, basically you tell him, you ain't got to worry about scoring. Just do the other thing. So he's doing everything else. Mm. I tell him, no, you need to score to win.
Yeah.
You need to be the player that you've always
right.
been, son.
You got to be a threat.
You got to be a threat. But now you say he don't have to score, but now you want him to make free throws. Now you want him to make three-pointers. How about you tell him go out there and do what you normally do, and we don't have no problem. Because he's been scoring all his life. And people tell me about the jump shot and all this. Would you rather have a guy who has a perfect form in the jump shot and can't make a dang bucket? Or you want a guy with a raggedy shot, just raggedy as hell, but always makes the game winner?
Mm. Well, something you also said, LeVar, you called some of his young core raggedy as well. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yes. You got to pay the bill.
We'll be
right
back.
Right.
This conversation right.
yes.
far from over.
And that water good? Because you keep sipping it. I got to sip it too, man. I got to sip it too. I've been thirsty.
No mercy. Hey guys, it's Jenny Taft. Here is a quick and free way to finally stick to your New Year's resolutions. Start listening to podcasts on Spotify. With more than 150,000 podcasts, including many of the world's most popular self-improvement shows, you can learn how to balance a budget, balance your diet, and even how to feel balanced while meditating. Even if you're also obsessing over when the cat was last fed. All podcasts on Spotify are free, and you can even download episodes for those times when you've gone a little off the grid, you know, to get all that newfound balance into your life. So get the year off right and start listening to podcasts on Spotify. Now, back to the show. No mercy.
Welcome back to Undisputed. LeVar Ball still with us, and we have lots more to get to.
We do. So I have said many, many times on this show, I don't like the way Luke Walton has handled your son. Mm-hmm. Starts him, plays him 4 or 5 minutes, yanks him, sits him for a whole quarter. I don't get it. Can you explain, or can Lonzo explain through you, the psychology of this? What is operating in Luke's head? What's his attitude toward
I don't know what his attitude toward Lonzo is. I don't know if it's a jealousy factor or old school where they say you got to go through the veterans.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Everything has changed. This is all different. Like back in the day, you're going to have a backcourt, but it ain't going to be no $300 million backcourt, which is everything is today. Right. Look, you got C.J. McCollum and Lillard.
Yeah.
You got Kawhi and the kid from Toronto, Lowry. That's $300 million invested in a team now. So
Russ and Paul George.
Yeah, exactly. So things are different now. So you can't go on that, oh, you got to learn from a vet. You got to get under a wing. You got to do this.
Why didn't Magic intervene?
That's what I'm saying, because Magic, I think, is from my point of view now, listening to him talk and stuff like that, he's just a face. I don't think his say-so is like his say-so is.
Really?
I know it's not, because he told me some things that I thought that should have been done. That's nothing.
Well, then who is in charge?
No, I'm trying to figure out who's in charge. That's why the system is crumbling down for, I don't know what's going on over there.
Is Jeannie in charge, Jeannie Buss?
Hey, she just said some stuff that she said. She's the one who told Magic to get Lonzo. So, hey, who going to say that? If she said that, she's throwing him under the bus. Like, you ain't the one. If Magic wanted Fox, why you didn't get Fox? Unless somebody above you said, hey, don't get Fox. I think I like this guy a little better. Then what are you there for?
I don't know.
Okay. What is your biggest issue with Luke Walton?
What's my biggest issue with Luke Walton is the way he plays my son. It's not nothing new. That's my thing.
Did you talk to Luke about it at all?
I never talked to Luke. How? I'm going to talk to Rob or Magic. I ain't going to talk to Luke.
He's the coach. That's who you should be talking to. You say Magic ain't got no control. Why are you talking to Magic?
Okay. I can talk to Magic and Rob because guess what? If the game is going on, the head coach is down there.
Right.
We in the back room. When am I ever going to talk to him? I'm going to go to practice and be like, Luke, let me talk to you for a minute.
Call him out.
I ain't going to waste my time going to practice.
Okay, well, how about this?
Excuse me, Luke. I know you're finna run practice, but can I talk to you for a minute?
How about this?
No.
You was quiet the whole...
Who was quiet? Do you know what I'm saying? I got a blue book. You know what a little blue book is? Yeah. Allows you to go overseas.
Okay,
I'm over in Russia, London, Belgium.
Okay, they got microphones
everywhere.
And we heard nothing. Not a lot.
I ain't heard you over there. They can't even get the station in over there. I said, excuse me, can you give me Skip?
Skip?
I'm worldwide.
They say worldwide, man. I said, can y'all get Shannon on here at least one time so I can hear something?
Yeah.
I ain't heard a word from you,
he's
man.
He's regional.
Okay, nah. What was
you regional? You regional, we global. Let's
go. So what's going on now?
What's going on now is I'm over here. I took the JBA over there and whooped up on all them European teams. Mm. I told them they were trying to beat me too, because I told them, I said, your engine gonna tap out at 120 and we go to 140. You'll never beat us. You know how many times they had to take a picture with me after losing? They didn't want to take that picture. But if you don't change the engine in that car, you ain't gonna never win. Mm. So I keep going, I outrun them. I said, you guys can't catch me. We too fast. And they said, oh, no. I said, the system that I got in place, very successful. On the AAU scene, on the high school scene, and UCLA scene. If you listen to me, you're going to win. But the hard part is, why we got to listen to him? If you want to win, you listen. Because I tell you how to win. My system is foolproof.
Very successful. Is Luke going to get fired anytime soon, as far
Luke's
as you
gonna
know?
Luke's going to get fired soon. Anytime some players want to whoop your ass, you got to get up out of there. And they talk about, we'll talk it out. I don't know if them the right people to talk it out with.
But hold on. It's reported it was JaVale and Beasley. Come on now. Those that, look, maybe if it's Brandon Ingram or Kuzma, or maybe a KCP, okay, I can get that.
They might want to do it, but they not bold like them other ones.
But I'm saying, you done been on 10 teams, you done been on 11 teams. You're not in no position to talk about your playing time or something going on that you don't like.
Well, you can talk about that if somebody come at you and call you selfish. And you
is it
selfish?
True?
The way they looking at it is like, how can I be selfish? I'm only out there for 10 minutes.
Well, you can be selfish in 10 minutes.
You can be selfish in 10 minutes?
Yeah, you can.
I don't know.
Ball hogging.
How you going to ball? You only getting 10 minutes. The ball ain't coming to you till it get to you. It ain't like you just coming down and be like, pass the ball to him.
So, LeVar, would it be best for Lonzo to be traded?
Here's the thing. It'd be best for Lonzo to be traded or get a new coach. You want a new coach? Guess who it is? You looking for coaches, and Brian Shaw, right there.
Shaw.
Right on the bench, know everybody already. I watched him coach a game after he went out the game.
He did.
He did a heck of a job.
I agree with that.
So, most of the guys who's usually the best coach after the head coach got to go, is the guy that's being quiet as the assistant coach. Hmm. You could do the same thing with Blatt. Tyronn Lue knew all the right things to do.
He did.
But he's not going to tell this guy who's the head coach. Why would I tell you all the answers to the test. I wait till they get ready, then I go do my thing.
Does Lonzo get along with Brian?
You know he gets along with Brian.
Yeah.
Brian can look and be like, you know what? The ball going in Lonzo's hand. I want you other guys sprint down the other way. Don't be put your hand back talking about, hey, I'm going to dribble up this time. We're going to set the offense. Lonzo does best flying up and down the court. But if you got four people back here like this, you take away that long pass that you might see it once or twice. He can do it 10, 15 times a game. If you run.
Okay, I get it. And I've said this. He does a great job running the offense, getting the ball off the rim or the other end
yes.
and sprinting up court. But what happens in the half court set? At some point, you got to run a half court set too, Lonzo. I mean, LeVar.
Why?
Because you can't run every play. Stop now, LeVar.
Stop it. You watch any of the JBA teams, anytime my boys play, we fast break every single time.
The Showtime Lakers did not run every single play.
Are you out your mind? You look and see what they did. You go back in the day and tell me how many half court times they did it.
Because guess
and you know what? Why? You know why they did it? Up 20 and Kareem. Get on down and get a sky hook.
There have been times.
Give me a sky hook.
Exactly.
Pat Riley.
They dump it down to the
How many times?
And he thought, come on, LeVar.
How many times?
A bunch of times.
You got to be crazy. You need to go back and watch that thing.
I watched the Lakers.
You ain't watched the Lakers.
I watched the Lakers.
You might have glanced at them, but you didn't watch
them. I watched the Lakers.
You didn't watch them like you were supposed to.
Yeah, I watched
them. Hey, tell me that Worthy ain't going to run 100 miles
yes.
an hour. Byron Scott ain't going to run 100 miles an hour. And all those other guys, that was just straight running. That's why they call it showtime. They didn't call it halftime.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Call it showtime.
But they didn't run every single possession.
Okay, well, out of 100 possessions they ran, 90.
70.
Okay, that's a lot of it.
Okay, but
70%? That's a lot of it.
But you still got to run the half court set.
Why? What's the half court set?
When they get back in transition defense.
Not when I throw the ball.
You know what Lonzo's half court offense is? Nonchalant dribble, half-hearted pass off to the wing. He goes and stands in the corner.
What kind of game? Mm-hmm. What? If a guy who makes everybody better, why do you put him in the corner?
Where you going to put him at? Tell me what you want him to do in the half court set. How would you have him if the half court set?
Put him at the top, screen and roll, very simple. Let him throw you the ball. When he throws you the ball, guess what? Don't dribble. Shoot. Very easy.
So he needs to be in a system with the pick and roll.
No, we don't need no system with no pick and roll. He needs to be in a system where y'all give him the ball every time and let him make the decision with the ball. And you other four guys, if you don't get a rebound, sprint and be the first one on the baseline. Very easy. And you know who can do this? We go to Phoenix, and my other two sons, they will sprint to the baseline every single play if they don't get a rebound.
You do know.
And guess what? That ball coming.
I don't know if you noticed, there's a guy on Lonzo's team.
What's his name?
And Lonzo is not the best player on that team now.
Are you crazy?
Are you saying Lonzo better than LeBron?
Yes.
Well, see.
You lost me on that.
Hey, I'll lose you again. I'll lose you again. You can't go there. LeBron getting older. I mean, I'll make Zoe better than LeBron if I'm coaching because I'm going to let him loose. And you're going to have hell
trying to catch him. Wait, are you saying you want to coach in Phoenix then?
I ain't saying I want to coach in Phoenix. I'm just giving them the first right of refusal like I did the Lakers. Try to get the boys. You don't want them, that's fine. Somebody going to take all three of my boys.
See, we're going
to
do it.
Somebody going to play.
We doing good because we close in age. We got a lot of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ruined it by talking about Lonzo is better than LeBron. You know that's not true. You know that.
Why?
What you mean, why?
Why? Why? Why? Because LeBron been in the league for 15 years? I mean, how do you judge LeBron being better than my son? I ain't going to say nobody better than my son.
It's okay if it's the truth.
But if my son can play, which I know what I put into
him. We're not saying he can't play.
As far as shooting and passing and playing and running, LeBron hurt. He getting old. He getting old.
LeVar.
He getting old.
LeVar.
I tell you this, he can't guard Lonzo on that fast break.
LeVar.
Can't move that fast.
Your guy's shooting 23% from the three-point line.
He can shoot 10%.
40% from the free throw line. How can he be better than the GOAT?
You talking about percentages shooting on free throws? Okay. Don't tell me about no free throws.
Okay, what about
he been in the league for a long time. What was LeBron shooting from the free throw line?
Like
I can tell you what. He been in the league a long time not be able to make no free throws.
He never shot 40%.
He ain't got to shoot 40%.
He ain't never shot 20% from the three-point line.
He ain't got to shoot 20%.
Okay. Hold on.
Who cares about the percentages of the shots? You know what I care about?
The winning.
Mm-hmm. You can shoot 20%, but if you make the game winner every time, shoot your 20%.
Well, he ain't making no game winner. Mm-hmm.
He makes big shots when it's time to make big shots. It's time to get on the free throw line and it's time to make it at the end, man, if the game's in hand, we down by one or two, he's going to make both of them.
But LeVar,
but this stuff right here, It's not a big deal.
You've got to fix the free throw. You can't do that. You got to be better.
I can fix the free throw.
Okay.
I can fix the free throw.
What you gonna do? What you gonna tell?
I can tell him a couple of things and make him write up.
What?
I'm not gonna tell him.
Why?
Till he goes.
Hold on, you're sabotaging.
Go somewhere new.
Yeah, somewhere new, and I'll fix all that.
No. Hold on.
Go somewhere new or get a new coach. I will fix all that. It's a couple of things I got to say that make Lonzo make his shots very easy. Here's the thing. Free throws is not a big deal. Here's the thing about free throws. You can shoot them any kind of way you want. It's a mindset. Can you make the free throw when you trigger your mind? You can practice all day and practice, and you can make 50 in a row. But you get to the game, and then you just throw them up there. No. But if you say a certain thing that makes him, I know what to tell him to make all his free throws.
Why are you undermining the system?
Undermining the system?
Yeah.
I tried to help them. They don't want no help. Bye.
All right.
I ain't going to force myself.
We're taking a quick break.
Yes, you are.
We're still not done here.
Yes, you do.
We'll be back with LeVar. No mercy. LeVar Ball is still with us. And LeVar, my question for you.
Yes.
And be honest about the trade rumors with Lonzo. Truly, mentality is so important in this game. Where is his head at? With his name being in the discussion.
Where's Lonzo's head at right now?
Truly.
Me, truly, personally, he's like, whatever y'all want to do is fine. That's how Lonzo roll.
Okay.
He not like me where it's like, man, he's not going to get an attitude. He's not going to point fingers.
Should he be more like you?
He's No. He can't be like me. He got to be like himself. He got to be like himself. And I tell all my boys that, don't try to be like each other. Be who you are.
Right.
And coming from South Central, I'm going to be a little more boisterous, a little more meaner. Your alpha dogs are going to come from the hood. They're not going to be team players, not too much on the fact that they're trying to get out of a situation. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be like, man, it's all me. I got to work for my family. I got to do this. Mm-hmm. As opposed to team-oriented. I've been to shelter my boys in Chino Hills. You ain't got to fight nobody. You just good. Just come on, work out, son. You have a good time.
Right. Mm.
So his mindset is like, well, however you want to guide me, if you with me, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. But no, I'm not going to be like, even I want to say it, he not going to say nothing. He's just going to be like, you know what? If you trade me, I'm going to make this team go. If you keep me, I'm going to do what I can to make this team go. Mm. But if you keep me and Luke is there, Lonzo understands loyalty.
So it's the point of no return between him and Luke Walton.
Him and Luke Walton, there's no return? No. Because now,
saying that, yeah, said it's
no return. It's over. No matter what he does, he can be like, Lonzo, you're the best player, and we're going to start you all the time. Okay, until you have an attitude and do something again.
So I'm intrigued by your idea of building a Ball dynasty with the Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
Because you're going to the bottom of the toughest conference.
Right.
And you're saying we're going to build it from scratch.
There you go.
But you're including your other two sons in this equation.
Gotta be.
Have you spoken to anybody with the Suns about this idea?
I haven't talked to anybody about the Suns.
This is all you.
This is all me.
Okay.
If they want to listen to it, fine. Somebody is going to be out there. And like I tell my boys, I think everybody ends up where they're supposed to be. Everybody ends up, regardless if you put the time in to get where you want to be or you don't put the time in. So don't get mad if you're down here, and don't get mad if you're up here, if you put that time in. And that's why I look at things like this. Like, I've always told my boys to be the best players in the world, and we're just getting started. 5 years go by. Some guy asked me, what do you think is going to happen? I said, man, my boys would be the face of the NBA because everybody's going to be getting old. Everybody gonna get old. My boys is gonna be coming in the light. And guess what? When you build it from the bottom up, the foundation is good. Mm. That's like the big ball of brand. We're still talking about it. That was supposed to be a hit and miss. Lonzo in the league, it's a done deal. And I'd probably go, oh, LeVar, I ain't heard from you. I ain't seen you. That's because you're looking at me as Lonzo's dad and not as a CEO of a brand,
right.
Not of water. I'm a businessman. Mm-hmm. I got to go do other things. I can't just be sitting there and people say, oh, we didn't hear you say this about that. Yeah, well, you're not because I got two other sons that's not in the league, and I got to do some other things to get them noticed to get in the league. Because our bottom line is, it's point A is to get all my boys in the league. Second thing is I want them all on the same team. So however that happens,
You realize the odds are like a billion to
billion
one.
Billion to one. You know what's the odds of coming in the league with your own brand? How about 4 billion to one?
Mm-hmm.
But what if it doesn't happen?
What do you mean? I'm going to keep working until it does. I'm going to keep working until it does. And guess what? It's going to happen. Somebody going to be out there and say, you know what? This really works.
How good could the youngest son become?
The youngest son could be the best one on the fact that he gets to watch the other two. Jello has the potential to be the best. On the fact that he's the biggest and the strongest.
What is he now height-wise?
Who's that? Melo?
Yeah.
Melo's 6'7".
6'7".
Melo 6'7".
On and his way to, could he be 6'?
I told him he's going to be the tallest. He's about 6'8", 6'9", easy.
Okay.
Everybody's going to be over 6'6", because I'm 6'6". So everybody's 6'6", and above on the fact that they get a couple of more inches from my wife being 6'1".
True. So, LaMelo.
Yes.
As shooting goes, he's by far the best, right?
Shooting goes, no, Jello. Jello's the best scorer in my family.
Really?
Yes, by far. Jello played on everybody's team. That's the middle piece.
Hmm.
Lonzo does great with him.
Yet nobody in Melo the NBA great has any respect for the middle side.
Nobody has no respect. Nope. He's the coldest two-guard in the NBA.
What is it? What is it about him or what is it about his game that they don't like?
What is it about his game they don't like?
Yeah.
They love his game. But being in the middle, you gotta kind of take what comes with that middle thing, which is not a lot. You can't have three monsters, even though I got three monsters.
Right.
Jello in the middle had to take a lot of flack. The reason he get drafted, the situation he did, out of all my boys. But I told him, you take one from the team, for the team. And this is how I explained it to him. You knew you shouldn't have did that.
Right.
Hey, you go to UCLA, you ball out of control, you're top 10 pick, LeVar does nothing, get our money, we gone.
Right.
But by you doing that, I snatch Melo out of Chino Hills. I snatch you out of UCLA. I go overseas. Mm-hmm. I make connections over there. Without that, I don't have no water. Mm-hmm. I don't have a JBA. I don't create the JBA.
Right.
I don't go overseas. All this stuff doesn't happen. I just sit back. Yeah, we fine.
So you make the worst of the best of a bad situation.
Yes, and so that's the route he has to go now, where everybody has to say you're not that good. Now, imagine he had UCLA and he lighting it up, and now he's top 10 pick. Now, I don't worry about no other league. I leave Melo at Chino Hills, let him do what he do, but we don't do these other avenues. Nothing is created by this. I don't have my own league. I don't have my own ball. I don't
Melo
have my
gonna
own
be
water.
Is it Melo? Melo gonna be
Melo's eligible, man, for college.
All right. Oh, I wish we had more time with LeVar, but appreciate you being here today.
Yes. Thank you.
No mercy. Kevin Durant scored 23 points in the Warriors' blowout win last night, but everyone is talking about what happened after the game. KD can become a free agent at the end of the season, and recent articles in The Athletic and other places said he will leave Golden State for the Knicks. KD hasn't talked to the media since Kristaps Porzingis was traded last week, but he made it clear that his free agency was not a topic he wanted to discuss. Let's hear it.
So we've noticed that you hadn't talked for a while. Is it anything to do with anything on your mind, or has it just been coincidence that you haven't talked for some time?
Why do you care?
Because you usually talk.
I didn't feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like it.
Anything to do with conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you grow up.
How are you playing? How's the team playing in the last couple weeks?
I'm done. You know you don't care about that.
I just asked you.
Yikes. Okay. The grow up part.
That's the Mike Ditka skip. You remember they asked Mike Ditka, Mike, why are you so grumpy? Why you care?
It's a lot. But Chris Broussard's still with us. So what do you make of these comments from KD?
Let me say this first of all. I get it from a human standpoint. When you are constantly being criticized, constantly being written about positively, negatively, all that, constantly being psychoanalyzed, mm-hmm. constantly being speculated about, and some of that speculation and psychoanalysis is wrong, is off. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying Ethan Strauss was off, but just in general,
right.
Some of it is off. It can get to you. I understand that as a human being. But what KD has to understand is whenever you are in a job in the public sphere, whether it's an athlete, an actor, an entertainer, a politician, you get screwed. You get criticized. You get criticized. I've gotten criticized. Like,
me
that's
too.
Part of the job.
Yeah.
Look at the most powerful man in the world, the president. Whether it was Trump, before him Obama, they are constantly being criticized, crushed in the media. Mm-hmm. That comes with the territory. And you get paid handsomely for it. Yeah. Now, I know money doesn't solve all problems, but it's a nice consolation. Mm-hmm. And when KD says, I just want to play basketball, no, you don't. If you just want to go to the Y and don't get paid and just be one of these dudes running open gym all day. If
that's Rucker take him.
Right. You want to play basketball. You want to make the millions of dollars. You want to get all the perks and benefits and the fame and the women and the shoe deal and all that. All right, this comes with the territory. I get it. It's not fun as a human being, but I get it. It comes with the territory. And part of it for KD is knowing who you are. Like a Michael Jordan and a Tom Brady, clearly, they thrive off the... Brady said it, Jordan used to do it. They thrive off the negative criticism and stuff in the press. Mm. Some guys are indifferent to it. Other people are so sensitive, and their personality are people pleaser, and when they see criticism, it gets in their head, and they got all these voices in their head and can't do their job. I think LeBron realized that. When after they lost to Dallas, mm-hmm. that's when he started going zero dark 30, 23, is that what he calls right. it, mm-hmm. during the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Off social media, mm-hmm. I can't let all this stuff in my head pay right. attention to it. If I were advising KD, if I was his agent, Rich Kleiman, his boys, whatever, KD, he needs to get off social media.
Right.
Yeah.
He needs to not read the papers.
That's impossible.
Right. I know he's a millennial, right?
Addicted.
He's addicted.
He need to go 0 6 months. Right. 0 dark 6 months.
It's making him miserable.
Crazy, yeah.
And you have to know who you are. There are players that play for the Knicks, that play for the Jets and the Giants, that don't read the paper because they don't look at the back page because they know it'll mess with me. KD needs to get off of social media, and that's part of growing up is recognizing knowing who you are. Mm. I can't handle it.
Skip,
it messes with me. It's making me miserable.
Yeah,
I'm
Skip, you go ahead and go. But can you imagine him in New York?
I hadn't even thought about that.
Look, if he goes there with a Kyrie wow. or somebody else, he'll be okay because they'll be really good. Mm. KD, do not go to New York by yourself. Because you're not going to win a championship. You're not going to, probably won't even be an Eastern Conference finalist if you go by yourself, and they will destroy you.
Oh,
they will kill you.
I hadn't thought about
so,
that.
So, no, don't. You're right, Shannon. Don't even think about going to New York if you can't handle it.
I've said for years, Kevin Durant is the thinnest skinned superstar I have ever observed in any sport. But I'm going to treat him now the way I treated Jordan and the way I now treat Tom Brady. I don't care what they did off the floor. I don't care about Brady's Giselle and Ugg boots and the Trump hat. I don't care about any of it. I just care about how you perform. Unless what you're doing off the field starts to interfere with what you do on the field, I don't care about it. I only know that Tom Brady is a cold-blooded killer in the clutch in Super Bowl after Super Bowl. He's done it 6 times with 6 game-winning drives in the fourth quarter overtime for 6 rings. Kevin Durant has impressed me greatly as a basketball player in the last 2 finals, where I thought his thin skin would break in the finals. I thought the first finals with Golden State, he was under intense national scrutiny. Everybody in the NBA world was waiting for him to fall flat on his face. And he took it over, and he made the shot of shots right in LeBron's face. And then he won back-to-back finals MVPs. Man, that really impressed me because I didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. So to me, I told Shannon this earlier, I'm going to tell you this now. The more I watch that rant, it feels contrived. It feels a little premeditated to me because Kevin's always had this weird sort of identity crisis. Am I a good guy or a bad guy? And I think he likes being the bad guy. Remember they tried the shoe campaign for a while back in maybe 2013? Kevin Durant is not nice. Remember that? Because he was coming across as too nice, right? So now he loves being the bad guy, and I think he just took this opportunity. No, he just seized the opportunity to go on a rant that felt a little over the top, like he was just waiting for the basketball question because he'd already rehearsed his mind. I'm going to drop the mic at that point. I'm going to walk off. And it just felt a little stagey to me because he thrives on this. He lives on social media because it's like his lifeblood. He needs people to say you can't.
You think he like, really?
Because
he seems miserable, though.
No, but
Tom Brady relishes. Yeah, I mean, you see Tom Brady's Instagram.
Yeah, he doesn't seem miserable.
He relishes it. Jordan relished it.
I think Kevin loves the validation that when they say, KD, you better than LeBron, or KD, you this, KD, you that, it's the criticism. He's willing to accept the praise and adulation. It's the criticism. But you know when you're great at anything. Mm. Skip, even Michael Jordan faced criticism.
Right.
no matter how great you are, I mean, the best baseball, basketball, whomever it is, no matter what it is, you're going to face criticism. So if you're willing to accept the praise and the adulation, you got to be willing to take some criticism. Because if you can't, if you only want to hear praise and adulation, it'll wreck you. It'll wreck you. And KD, at some point in time, it's a part of your job. I get it. You want to just do this. But I can assure you, if they're not asking Looney questions.
Right.
They're not asking Quinn Cook questions. If they weren't asking you questions, you not got a shoe deal from Nike. You're not making $30 million. You don't have a $300 million shoe contract for Nike if those reporters are not asking you questions. There's a reason why. The guys that get the majority of the questions, those are the guys that make the big bucks. Those are the guys that have the shoe contract. They go hand in hand, KD. I know you understand that, and I know it gets frustrating, but everybody can't just pat you on the back and throw rose petals at you as you walk by.
And KD has to understand, like, he's all over the place with the media. You know, he was talking on podcasts every week. It seemed like he was on a different podcast. And then he went dark, right? 8 days, I think, he didn't talk to the media. Right after the Knicks made the trade.
That's on
like
him.
He fed into it.
Just keep talking. And maybe a week from now, I ain't got nothing to say for you.
He detonated this.
Yes.
He's the most accessible Golden State Warrior, pre and post game. Yeah. He's the one who talks the most.
Yeah.
Then he drops out of sight right after the. What would you leap to?
What'd you think? That's why some people. I was talking to somebody today in the league that was like, they think this upset him too because it's really what he wants to do.
Sure.
He does want to go to the Knicks, and he will be taught. He said Kyrie's one of his closest friends. You know, I know he knows AD. Like, who knows what could be in store with him and somebody else going to New York?
But he.
And he doesn't want to ruin this season. That's the thing.
Right.
But it's all because I can think how uncomfortable it must be to walk into that locker room with everybody thinking you're on your way out.
Well, I know what one thing.
Draymond's already
said. When you walk into that locker room, I know what one I'm thinking. I know what I'm thinking.
Draymond?
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He called your garden tool, and I ain't talking about a rake. That's what he called it. It ain't got nothing to do with me. He said it. To your face. Right. Now, that's one thing. Well, I heard such and such said this about you. Man, you know, my grandma said, boy, it ain't what they say behind your back. It's what someone willing to say to your face that will have the most the impact on you, Skip Bayless. The man called, Skip, how you in the heat of competition? Man, I can't even imagine. I played 14 years. I played college ball. I played high school. I can't imagine a teammate. Now, maybe somebody else from the opposing team say that. You know, okay, I get it. You know, you say things. But a teammate gonna call me that to my face in the heat of
But you got some muscles KD don't have.
Yeah. I have to agree with that.
You got some muscles LeBron doesn't have because the same guy called him the same word.
That's an opponent. I clarify that because I know you're going to go to that. I mean, an opponent saying that is one thing.
Yeah.
But a teammate, I got to have you. I got to have you, Skip Baylor.
All right. KD needs a social media manager. Let's just
get
go
off
with that.
KD.
Just get off.
How
give
you
it to someone
KD?
Else.
Get off of no, don't get off of KD.
Get off of
it. Get off KD.
No, no more. Chris, good to have you.
Followers.
Appreciate it.
No mercy.
Saquon Barkley had a better rookie season than Baker Mayfield. According to Pro Football Focus, they ranked their top 101 players this season and put Saquon 27th, while Baker was ranked 75th. This season, Saquon became the third rookie running back in NFL history with over 2,000 yards from scrimmage. He was also named AP Offensive Rookie of the Year over Baker last weekend. Yeah. So, Shannon, do you agree with these rankings?
Yeah, everybody agree with it. Don't skip.
Everyone.
Everybody agree
that
with it.
That tone means you don't.
Everybody agree with it. Don't skip.
Yeah, that tone is
the fans, the fans and the Pepsi said Saquon Rookie of the Year. The 50 men and women that write for the AP and the voters said Saquon. And Pro Football Skip Baylor told me like a month ago, Pro Football Focus, there's a lot of guys that used to run teams and quarterback, and all they do is watch tape.
You're not gonna
they
watch
more,
that.
They watch more tape than old Shannon Sharp. I say, for real, they watch more tape than me.
Yes, they
do. Yes, so that's what they said.
Shay Sharp just watched TV with no sound.
That's the same.
The third rookie. I mean, let that sink in, Skip. The third rookie to run for had to have 2,000 scrimmage yards. Eric Dickerson, Hall of Fame, Edgerrin James has been up twice on the Hall of Fame ballot.
So, wait, you're just shooing Saquon right into the Hall of Fame? Well, that's what you just said.
He's on elite level status. Oh. Eric Dickerson in the Hall of Fame. Mm. I believe one day Edgerrin James will make it. So Saquon is well on their way. Now, I'm not going to say, I mean, but after the rookie year, he did something like they did. Mm. Rookie of the year.
Well, let's just enshrine him. How about in August? You can do an early ballot.
Skip Whitey.
Right? You can sponsor him. How about it?
The question is, Saquon Barkley is a top five running back. Do you feel comfortable saying, Skip, that Baker Mayfield is a top five quarterback? What about you, Jenny? He top five?
Nah. He's getting there.
I don't know. Well, when he get there, they'll rate him high. Mm. Right, higher than what he is. Mm. Skip, look. I get, and I get. I know you're upset that Baker wasn't higher or he wasn't in front of Saquon, but and he set a rookie record for touchdown passes. But you know, it's easier to throw touchdowns. Not that it's easy, but it's easier to throw than in the 80s, than when the 90s, when the rules were set up that you could do whatever you wanted to the receiver and you can do whatever you wanted to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's different now. Mm. And the running back position, they devalue it. They don't run the football as much. And plus, that offensive line that Saquon was running behind, if you add up the yards that he had to dodge the guy out of the backfield, he probably had 2,000-yard rushing. Because the offensive line, you know the offensive line was terrible, right? Mm. So, Skip, I got no problem with this. Hmm. Maybe he shouldn't have been 75th, but he definitely, well, by any metric, should not have been ahead of one Saquon Barkley.
Really?
Really.
So everybody knows how I feel about these kind of rankings. The quarterback position is so much more valuable than the running back position. You can find running backs.
They ain't say value. Find, they say better.
I'm just talking about how you performed. It's just such – it's on such a higher level the way Baker performed from the way Saquon performed that it's ludicrous that he would be 75th to 27th. It's like 50 spots between
48.
Them. Okay, well, it's 50 to me. It feels like 50 and it feels wrong. And ironically and counterintuitively, Pro Football Focus ranked Baker's season as the 9th best quarterback season in all of football. Aha, that's what they said.
Where is Saquon?
Ninth best.
For running back.
Would you believe that Pro Football Focus selected Baker Mayfield as the offensive rookie of the year and graded him the second highest rookie ever since they've been in existence to Russell Wilson, and they make the point that Russell Wilson benefited from more of a run-based offense as a rookie where they were keeping him out of harm's way, while Baker, the whole offense was built around his arm and his legs.
It was built for, what you call them? Tyrod.
Oh, for Tyrod.
He took it over.
Yeah, I don't think he did. So Baker Mayfield did take it over in the Jets game, and if I count that game, he went 7-7, which is pretty great considering what they were up against, and he had some showcase performances.
He did.
Such against Baltimore at home. That was big time.
And Baltimore on the road was big time.
Would you believe that his 39, what they call big time throws, down the field throws, that ranked third most in the NFL last year, and even though he had 14 interceptions to his 27 touchdowns, that Pro Football Focus has him only 15 turnover-worthy plays the whole year. Only 15. 14 resulted in interceptions. Yeah. But their point was, he's not – what did I tell you? Careful gambler? Didn't I tell you that coming out of Oklahoma? I told you that,
right?
And what
did I tell you, Saquon? Yeah. Yeah. A generational back.
He is not a generational back.
Yes, he is.
He is icing on your cake. He is not the cake. And the stats screamed he was icing last year because he wound up – let's do his rush yards. 1,307 rush yards.
Nice.
If I just take away the longest run each game.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. I can do this. The longest run, I just subtracted each game. That reduces his rush total to 783. So he goes from 5 yards a carry to 3.2 yards a carry. And I can go game by game. The early game against Jacksonville.
Okay, wait
a second. Against Jacksonville, he had a 68-yard run. If you take that away, was 17 plays for 30. 70
carries
for 38.
Big plays, Skip. That's what he brings you.
17 for 38. Cannot run it consistently between the tackles because he's a 2-yard a carry rusher between
but
the tackles.
Hold on, Skip. So if you're going to do that, can we take one touchdown per game away from Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, and it wouldn't hurt him much.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would. No. So instead of throwing for three in a game, he throws for two, Jenny. Instead of throwing for two, he threw for one.
Okay,
instead
but of a for running one, back is what – he's your bell cow. You want to be able to establish the run.
And he did.
You cannot establish the run with Saquon. icing on cake, not the cake.
And catching the ball out of that backfield.
He can catch the ball.
Best ball. He's the best back in the NFC East. Would you agree to that?
Best back in the NFC
East?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Did you forget about the Dallas Cowboys? Did you forget?
I've been forgot about
it. I'll take Ezekiel 100 Sundays out of 100 this guy.
Where you taking him to?
I'm taking him to the house. He can't, that's what I'm taking.
Because my guy got big play potential. Yeah. You tell me your guy look like he gained a little weight. Mm-hmm. He can't break off long runs.
Sledgehammer.
No.
Sledgehammer. No. I'll take him any day. I can win a championship with my guy. You can't win a championship with your guy.
When that going to happen?
Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in free agency.
We already got two cases.
I know, and it may be up to 12 by September 1st next year because you're in huge trouble.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, you're just trying to bank on history. History says every other year they miss the playoffs. History can be wrong.
I'm banking on Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
Oh, you think, Kellen Moore, he's about to change? Look here. Kellen Moore. Mary Tyler Moore, I don't care. You going not going to the playoffs. Bank that.
Give Kellen him a
Moore
shot.
Equals Kellen Sean McVay. Sean McVay.
Stop it. You don't want to skip it. See,
I hope it's not Sean McVay in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Why you do that? Yeah. See, instead of saying, like, you know what? Maybe he can turn into Sean McVay, or maybe he can be a very. You just go all the way to the upper end. You don't even know how to do anything in moderation, dude. Mm-hmm.
Saquon, or Quads, as Baker calls him,
because
he's got
that.
The big thighs.
We can call him Quan.
Quad? Yeah.
Call him Quan.
Quan, okay, he can be Quan. He can be whatever you want to call him. I'm calling him 5'11", and I'm not talking about his height. I'm talking about his record. He went 5-11
No, I put
he
that on
changed
Eli.
Life.
I put that on Eli.
He changed life
I put that
in
on
New
Eli.
York. Yep.
You said the quarterback is the most important position. He's more valuable. I put that on Eli. Ola.
Really?
Yep.
He's a lie now?
No, they call him. They call him around the corner. They call him old lie.
Really?
Yeah. So I put that on the most valuable player, the most important player.
So would you rather have the 9th overall rated quarterback or the icing on a cake?
I'd rather
take a quarterback.
I'd rather have a rookie of the year, Jenny. Yeah. I don't know about you, Jenny.
Really?
I'd rather have a rookie of the year.
What did I tell you going in? I said Baker should be the first overall pick. Did he not back me up
on
that?
And I said Saquon should be the first back, and he's going to be rookie of the year. Mm. Did he not back me up? Quan, they're going to make me out to be no lie.
Hmm.
Now, next year, I might say he might run for 1,800.
Yeah.
Now, you keep – how about that, dude? I'm going to do you this right here. I'm going to put a case of doing this right here, right now. Right here, right now. Saquon have more rush yards
than Zeke. Somebody needs to save you from yourself.
Saquon will have more rush yards than Zeke.
More rush yards?
Rushing yards.
Done. Now. Now.
Now.
How many?
Now?
Six cases?
We got a case.
One?
One case.
Oh, well, let's do at least two.
No. We already got three cases.
I got
cases.
It. I'm good.
Winning over here, so he can't go in too
three
hard.
Cases. We got
why
three
do you
cases
do
right
this to yourself?
We got it. Don't worry about this.
Done.
Don't worry about this.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. All them big old long touchdown runs, 68, 70, 80. When's he going to break out one of them, Skip?
You know what? Diet Mountain Dew is the breakfast of champions.
Too bad you won't get done in 2019.
In 2019?
No.
I'm already up
can we not go
four
there
in 2019.
Well, in 2020. When I pay this off in 2020, you ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. I'm going to be up. Saquon, rookie of the year.
Lord have
the best
mercy.
Part about this, when you said his nickname, Quads.
Yeah.
So did you hear about their bet? Baker now has to buy him a custom chain with Quads on it.
Custom.
Yeah.
I love that.
Why you do this?
Well, they're close. The two are close.
Why didn't you save Baker from himself?
You know what? Baker needs this because he's another chip on shoulder
it
guy.
It is.
Yep.
He said he'll use it as motivation. It's something that's going to drive him.
What are going to drive Oquan?
The two are close.
He want to show that he ain't a flash in the pan. So
like
he
that.
Come back with 1,800-yard run.
I already missed.
He's mostly flash is what he is.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he fast. That's right. Boom. Gone. Touchdown. No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. We're back same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. See you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.